H5N1. There is no privacy at the speed of light.
Now the kitty cats are carrying the bird flu. Our beloved feline friends, once left free to roam the neighborhood, are now under house arrest. The songbirds in the bushes and trees are delighted and sing their songs of good fortune. The songbirds will take their chances with the viruses. Before the bird flu scare, domestic cats were encouraged to hunt songbirds for sport. They were fed in the home and any kind of wild kill they could manage was gravy. Now house cats must watch the birds from a distance through the windows like the birds are on television. Of course, there are no laws forcing us to keep our cats indoors. We can pay hundreds of euros to have our cats tested for bird flu, and there are no known cases of bird flu jumping from cats to humans, yet. But it is possible that the purring cat in your lap is a time bomb of viral infection. Not likely, but possible. And then there are the bird dogs and your children who cuddle and kiss strange animals every day. We're told that certain viruses can jump from birds to cats, from animals to people. When we have animals living in our homes, anything can happen.